The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
No. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Oh, yes, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hey, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
I'm feeling very good. I was a little bit scared this morning, though. Yeah, we'll talk more about this later, but I caught the lift in with Maddie today to make up for all the lifts I gave you over the years, slash to test how your driving was going.
Never forget.
Hashtag never forget.
You are such a little pussy sometimes, Crevo. Can I just repeat one of the lines
that Crevo had
to say? He's like, oh, you know, if it was raining, I don't know if I would get a lift with you. I just would have made up an excuse. I'm like, come on.
Is he that bad?
Okay, I'll just say two things.
No.
I won't get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get into it further later. But there was tire squeal, and we went down a wrong way, a dead-end street.
Oh, he's just not used to the area. Leave him alone.
It's Mayfield in the middle of the night, basically. Like, sorry.
Hey.
Oh, well, look, you've got your review later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Show, because I wanted to do, like, I've been driving for, like, maybe 3 months now, and I'm very confident now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, gone are the days of, you know,
nervousness.
You said that wore off, like, 2 days in, to be fair.
Having an anxiety attack approaching a roundabout.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
No.
Very, very confident.
Hey,
I will give him
that. I can make that.
I'm putting it out there. I think I'm the best driver on the team.
All right.
I've taken lifts with both of you, and I'm pretty sure I'm the best.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that later.
You can start driving us around from
from the pub.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
How would you rate your skills as a driver?
Pretty good. Bit of a lead foot.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, naughty girl. Aww. See, you've got the glasses on and the, you know, very professional look about you. It's the buns are
look innocent. Yeah.
Not behind the wheel.
Jackson's a great driver.
I am a great driver. Do you know what? I spend about 25 hours a week driving, so I should be.
Mm.
I'm a little bit of a scary driver, though.
That gap's big enough, sort of.
Oh, yeah. And talking about that gap's big enough, do you know James Bond, how they'll, like, whip around into it? That's my kind of vibe.
Oh,
yeah.
Crevo would die in the car with you.
Oh, mate, he'd have a heart attack straight away.
Like, I feel like Jackson,
dead on arrival.
Jackson imagines himself driving from the view of being filmed by a drone.
Yes.
Like, would this look good from above?
Yes.
In and out, in and out. I mean, I'm also time poor, so I just feel like proficiency. Like, you got to be quick. You got to be on it.
Ready to go.
Get out of my way.
Exactly. Hey, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads currently are on 2, Lasses on 4. So we've got to make up some points this week if we want to keep things neck and neck. We need a guy and a girl. 13, 10 and 9. Great prize for the winner today. Double pass to Gold Class. You definitely want those tickets.
Yeah.
13, 10, and 9.
The Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yes, our ultimate battle of the sexes today, and the prize. 2 tickets to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara Gold Class. Relax, unwind, and indulge in Gold Class at Event Cinemas Katara, accepting Dine and Discover vouchers.
How good are the seats at Gold Class? A friend
Deluxe.
Of mine recently went to Gold Class on a date. And he was telling me how awkward it is to, like, be able to put, you know, get touchy-feely with the other person.
Right, it's too far away, is it?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm into that. Don't touch me. Watch the movie.
You're trying to watch the film here.
Yeah, well, hopefully Donna will score those tickets from Raymond's Terrace. She's a public servant. Says she's most like Jackson in the car, hates stupid drivers. Good morning, Donna.
Morning, how are you?
Hello,
did you enjoy
Donna.
Your break?
Oh, very much. Oh, thank you. I was going to ask, what is the most annoying trait for you on the road?
People not doing the speed limit.
Oh, so frustrating.
Oh, I get to 80 and they're doing like 65, 60. I wish I had a rubber car.
Well, there's a road that we come along and it goes from 60 to 80. I think people forget that it goes to 80 and they just sit there and do 60 half the way. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Hey, Donna, how do you feel about P-platers on the freeway?
I have a problem as long as they keep to the left-hand lane.
Oh, good. Yes. No sneaking over.
Yeah, no sneaking over, because I'm on a mission.
All right, Donna, let's get into your questions, hey? All right, question one. What is the name of the new Hyundai Ute?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Wouldn't have a clue. Bevel?
Nah. Santa Cruz. All right, question two. Roughly how many PSI is a gurney 3,400 watt? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah?
And you've got a multiple choice
one. Sorry. So A, 1,700, B, 50,000, or C, 100,000?
How heavy is the PSI?
Yep.
The middle one.
No, it's A. Sorry, Donna. All right, come on. Let's get one on the board. Question three. What does the... Okay, you're going to have to pronounce this for me, Kriva. I don't know.
Daiwa.
Daiwa. What does the brand Daiwa make?
Do they make drills and things
like that? No, it's fishing gear, Donna.
Donna.
That's all right. You can still win.
Donna is such a blast.
I love her.
I hope she wins.
How funny.
I know, right? It's time to meet Nathan, though.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan. He's on the job in Tomago right now. Has a nice pep talk for the boys, for us. Nathan, hello.
Hello. Good morning, Novo.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Now, what did you want to tell us?
All I want to say, 2022 is it the boys' year, mate.
Lads,
we're going to have it this year.
lads.
Well,
you might want to win first.
Nate, Nate, I like your chances today, my friend. All you need to walk away with the win is one correct answer. Here we go. Question number one, Nate. Nicole Scherzinger was the lead singer of which girl group?
Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
You got a boy.
Yes! Lads. Making it happen.
Just like that. You like Nicole Scherzinger, eh, Nathan?
100%.
Really loves
two tickets to Gold Class.
Her music and songwriting, right? I love it, man. Who are you taking to Gold Class, man?
I'm going twice by myself.
Right? Good.
That's the way.
Mate, that's the only way. I love going to the movies by myself.
Yeah.
Isn't it great? No one talking 100%. To you. No one getting, you know, ruining the movie. Good job, man. Wow, how good.
Oh, how good. You know what? I am actually quite happy with that. Even though the ladies didn't win, Nathan was good.
Well, that's a first for you, Meg.
I know.
Because you're usually the first to sling mud our way.
True. The questions were too hard.
Your questions were ridiculous this morning.
Whatever.
Oh. Oh, get out.
Get out, Chris.
Sorry. Okay.
In the bin with you. No. Last year, after you guys finished up, right, Jackson and I were stuck here for an extra 2 weeks before we got our Christmas break. And I gave you guys your Christmas presents before we left. Jackson, though, I had to wait and give him his, like, the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I was doing a bit of research because he's the most difficult person to buy for because Jackson has everything that he wants already. It's really frustrating. So I'm trying to find little things that I can find, you know, to get him the perfect present because I really try to put effort in. And I did a bit of Googling on the work computers to try and find him something. I don't know what people have been Googling on the work computers for the results that I got to come up. A little bit disturbing.
Bit sus.
That's why I always, without fail, clear the history each day.
I don't think you would have cleared the history because something come up and I'm a bit concerned and you're the one who sits at that computer.
Why are you blaming me?
Because you're the one who sits at that computer.
Hey, there's other people that sit here during
the day. No, there's not. It's just you.
Doesn't the boss sit here?
Oh.
Anyway,
I'll tell you what came up in my little search history for Jackson's Christmas present.
The Novos.
Come to the internet.
Have a look around.
I don't know what you guys have been searching on these work computers, but I'm a little bit concerned.
Okay.
A little bit concerned.
All right, talk to us about what happened.
Yeah, so last year, after you guys had already nicked off for the year, I was doing a bit of searching for Jackson's Christmas present because didn't know what to get him. I know you guys would understand. Very difficult to buy for. Sorry, Jackson, but you are. And the thing is, there is a saying that he says a lot when he comes into this studio. What is it?
What a vibe.
What a vibe.
Yes, there it is.
Now, I've gone on, because I'm trying to work out what to get him for Christmas, and I thought, you know what, let's type in vibe into Google and hit the shopping tab. Now, when I did it on my phone just now, I was getting stickers, T-shirts, even a pair of shoes, sunglasses. When I typed it into the work computer, what comes up?
So, on Google. Do you want me to try it now?
Let's try it now.
Okay,
you've
Google.
Been back for a couple of
just
weeks.
Just Vibe, V-I-B-E.
Yeah.
Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less. In the shopping tab, what comes up?
Let's have a look.
Oh, so you're not getting the same results I did back then.
No, well, look, tell us what you were getting, man.
Well, because all I'm going to say, it was a whole screen of vibrators.
Oh, really?
From different companies, vibe this, vibe that, vibe everything. Now, I don't think that was an appropriate gift for Jackson for Christmas, but apparently when you type in vibe, I even typed in what a vibe, and the same thing came up.
So somebody maybe... has been
somebody has been searching vibe something or other on those computers.
A lot of clicking.
Yes, clicking links.
There's an idea for a gift.
Yeah.
A vibrator.
Yeah.
Up the side, what a vibe, printed on it.
Quite a good name for the company.
Can you get custom printed on vibrators? Who knows?
First of all, why are you instantly blaming us for this?
Because I've just seen what you search from over here. I can see
you're blaming
your screen.
Me, not Prevo.
I'm not blaming.
I'm very innocent.
He's never... since I've been here, I've never seen him on that computer once.
Yeah, sneaky. He's in the back the back office searching up his stuff. Don't you worry about that.
I disconnect myself from the Wi-Fi when I search stuff here.
I'm just not searching for vibrators, mate.
Who knows?
What woman do I have to please in my life?
True.
And why are you disconnecting from the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
What are you searching?
What wouldn't you like to know?
Well, depends what it is.
Do you know what? I do look up some pretty weird things on the internet. Feels. But it's always related. No, but it's not like me sitting in here alone looking up, like turning the computer screen to the left so nobody can see. It's like, what we chat about off air.
Maddie
is always very filthy.
You
add.
Usually find something filthy and then go, hey, look at this, and turn the screen around. And surprise
Meg,
you.
We need to find, it wasn't me.
Okay.
Hand on heart, I was not looking up vibrators on the computers.
Who has been searching vibrators on the computer?
Yeah.
I'm going to make an admission.
Yeah.
It was you?
It potentially could have been me.
Oh!
Because I sometimes do the night shows for our network stations, and I found out that Cotton On was selling vibrators, and I did it on the show, and I do the show from there.
Oh, so you're the culprit.
Maybe.
A deep dive.
Maybe. You're searching Cotton On now, aren't you, Maddie?
What the hell?
Yeah.
What a pivot.
Isn't that fascinating?
No more two
go
two
there for a
jeans.
T-shirt.
For $50. Two dillies for $50.
Really plain T-shirts
Are they actually doing deals, are they?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
So they actually, you know how Abby Chatfield has a range of vibrators?
Yeah.
I think they're called Voosh.
Oh,
she's worked with Voosh. I think they're like maybe related to that.
Oh.
So is it like buy a T-shirt, get a dilly? Is it?
I guess.
New package deal.
Well, some sort of deal.
Open your mind. Open your mind.
I highly doubt, though, if I rocked up to Cotton On today, they're going to have them on the shelf.
I think this might be an online-only
kind of deal.
Gives a whole new meaning to, I got a great deal. What a buzz.
Before we go, I've just pulled up the page, right? Cottonon.com.au. It says, good vibes only. We want to make sure you're comfortable. The following pages contain sex-related products and sexual wellness information. Would you like to continue? Yes, please. Oh, what the hell is that?
Wow.
Thanks, Meg.
No worries.
Well, we found the culprit.
Yeah.
Finally, we've solved something.
Yeah, I know. It's rare.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Prevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
We want you to join our bowling team, the Alley Cats. Yes, we are joining a bowling league and fighting for the championship this year in 2022. I'm so excited, guys. The three of us are on the team.
Yeah.
And we are recruiting right now.
What do you think the prize money is going to be like when we win? Like, what are we going to be able to buy? Are we going to be able to buy a jet ski or something?
Do you even get prize money?
I think you do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I was thinking you might just get like a $20 voucher at the bar or something.
Oh, that'll do. That's fine. Well,
Meg, that's a fantastic point because if there's prize money, that just brings a whole new level of seriousness.
And competitiveness, yeah.
You're like, this is just going to be fun.
Yeah,
I know.
Just come along, even if you can't play.
No. Yeah, got skills.
What we're doing here this morning, opening up the lines, we're taking auditions for the next couple of days and announcing the final team lineup before the end of the week. If you would like to join us, come along for some 10-pin bowling once a week for X amount of months. Give us a call right now, 131009. We're after characters.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a bit social as well. A couple of, maybe a beer or two, bite to eat when we go. It's going to be excellent.
If you've said for 2022 you want to get out there more, this is the perfect opportunity. Just putting it out there.
That's right. So we've got 5 spots open. So if you think you have what it takes to add to the Alley Cats, give us a call now, 131009.
The Novos.
Yeah, and we are recruiting teammates for our 10-pin bowling team, the Alley Cats. We are joining a bowling league this year, and we are fighting for glory. Meg, you've just informed us
that
there is prize money.
I think there is. I could be wrong, but
I didn't even think about.
I'm really tempted to go out and buy my own bowling ball, to be completely honest.
What?
Like, I want a glittery one or something.
Well,
something with glitter or sparkles in it.
I think you can get any kind of one, can't you? Like, they make them custom and everything.
My nieces used to bowl back in the day, and they had customised Simpsons ones.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Like, when they were doing kids bowling, you got the fancy Simpsons bowling balls.
Do you know what I love about you, Meg? Just the total commitment to the task ahead. Do you know what Crevo said? Because I was of the same opinion. I was like, I'm going to go out and get a custom ball as well. Crevo says, yeah, I'll just get the ones at the bowling alley.
See, this is the thing,
though.
I
did not say it in that voice, by the way. I will not have that as my, like, voice that is used on the show.
I'll just get it from the bowling alley.
See, bowling chic, though, is that a fashion statement? Bowling chic? Maybe some glitter shoes?
Well, can you please remind us of your nickname, Meg?
Yeah, no.
Megzy.
Haven't been called that for a long time.
Megzy Sparkles. Yes.
Let's never, hashtag never forget.
Hey,
never
if you want to join the team, though, taking auditions, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or give us a call. Isaac's called up this morning. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Isaac, we are going well.
Very good.
Friend.
Very good.
You had some experience bowling, Isaac?
Listen, do I have some experience? I have. My experience goes back to when I was a kid. So I was pretty deeply invested in bowling, especially when it comes to Twinkle Toe. Hey, Fred Flintstone. He was the master. He was the guru. His technique.
So you studied his techniques to improve your own bowling skills, Isaac?
It doesn't just stop there, Meg.
Okay.
As well as Twinkle Toes, I've been pretty well invested in the Pin Pals.
Yep.
Ah, yes, also good. And do you own your own ball? Do you own your own shoes? What's your equipment situation?
Look, less is more when it comes to me.
Yep. The less you got to lug in, the less you got to lug out.
That means you don't own your own gear. What was that? Sorry.
I try to stay humble.
I
the vibes that I'm really good.
That's true, because I reckon if you walk in and you're using the bowling alley's equipment, they're going to think, oh, this guy's a noob. No.
You get straight up tosser vibes.
then you get strike after strike, and that's the evidence that is needed.
Isaac,
ain't nothing but the pins, brother.
What's your number, Isaac? What's your number? What's the highest score you've ever bowled in a game?
Look, the score, when the score comes into things, I think to myself, numbers, they really come down to me just being number one.
That's the only number that matters. Thanks for your audition, Isaac. A potential teammate there.
Very humble.
Yeah.
But brag-worthy at the same time. I like that. It's a good combination.
The only number that matters is number one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Commitment.
Indeed.
To the highest level. Love that.
Yeah. What's the Goss is up next, though, with producer Jackson? What have we got on the way?
I'm going to reveal who they're saying is going to replace Ranger Stacey on a reboot of Totally Wild. Also, too, Dr. Chris Brown. You know him from I'm a Celeb?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Big family announcement.
Ooh.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Producer Jackson is here with What's the Goss. What have you got first for us?
Let's talk about Dr. Chris Brown, because he's been teasing this big family announcement, and then the like tabloids got a hold of it and they're like, Chris Brown adding an addition to his family. Watch his Instagram. So I was like pretty hooked because I'm interested in this kind of stuff. Like, I want to know who's having a baby.
Can I take a guess? Is it a dog?
It's a rescue dog. And I got on his story so invested. I mean, I'm stoked, but I was like, I want a baby.
It wasn't what you were expecting.
Why do they do this to us?
Is he dating anyone at the moment?
Yeah, he's apparently dating a model called Brooke Meredith, who is smoking hot.
Well, so is he. So
Chris Brown is notoriously unlucky in love.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Or does he just, like, you know,
maybe he's a sleeping around.
He reminds me of the kind of guy that's like, everyone loves him. He's super handsome, but everything in his house has to be his way.
Yeah, that might make a lot of sense considering the
unlucky in love situation.
Yeah.
You reckon so they turn up, they go, oh, I'm dating Dr. Chris, how good. And then, oh, you can't put that cup on there without a coaster. How annoying. See ya.
He reminds me of a spritzer as well, someone who would like spritz stuff in the air to make his house smell nice all the time.
A certain way, yeah.
Yeah, the
infuriates me for some reason.
Fresh linen smell.
Ocean breeze.
Oh. The dining room shouldn't smell like fresh linen.
He's what the Bondi vet. Ocean breeze sounds like the appropriate.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Am I correct in saying that he doesn't practice anymore, or does he not just film the show?
I don't know.
He must film the show. Does he even film the show anymore?
I don't think he films the show.
Bondi vet.
Yeah.
No, so, funny, I was hungover watching TV on the weekend. Channel 9, because he used to be on Channel 10 on Win.
Right.
And Bondi vet was there, but it's a show without Chris Brown. It's like all the other cast members that were on the show with him, they've taken all the lead roles.
He must be still making...
He's gone.
He must still make bank off that, though.
He's not the Bondi vet.
Right.
Anymore.
Okay.
But animals are his passion. He just doesn't look real to me. Like, he looks like a
robot.
Yeah.
Like your Prince Charming from a Disney movie.
Out of a Disney movie, right? That chin, it's like so chiseled.
I was watching him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He's actually very funny.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they're funny? See, I think Julia Morris and Chris Brown on that show hosting are just so cringeworthy lame.
Yeah, but that's all...
Well, that's how they got that Sunday night takeaway show, isn't it?
Now, that was cringy and lame. But I think they're a great team.
Well, whenever I watch it, I'm like, I'm not a celebrity, but I definitely want out of here.
Just because... I don't... Because they're so annoying.
Yeah, 100%. Something that is annoying as well is that they gave Ranger Stacey the boot. I didn't know Totally Wild got cancelled after 29 years.
Oh, yeah, gone.
A whole year ago. Look how quick I am.
And everyone, I thought it got canned in the 90s.
And everyone trusts me with celebrity gossip. I'm not on top of this. Anyway, they're bringing it back, apparently, and they're slating one person to be the new Ranger Stacey. Do you want to take a guess at who it could be?
Bindi Irwin.
No.
Oh.
Robert Irwin.
Oh, close.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't want to be taking my ranger animal, like, dangerous bush creature news from Robert Irwin. I mean, take a listen to this, right? This is going to be teaching your children.
One of my favourite things about the Crocoseum is, of course, the crocodile.
I mean, what else are you going to find at a Crocoseum? A Porsche?
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the theme for Totally Wild? Like, techno 90s?
Oh my god, I'm exhausted already. I need a water.
Do you know, I can honestly hear Robert Irwin hosting Totally Wild. Hey guys, welcome to Totally Wild. Today we're going to look at some ring-tailed possums. I can just see it.
Not the possums again.
It's filmed at Channel 10, and I heard that they've just put in the new Tesla charging stations, which makes sense that they've hired an Irwin because they can just get off air and go and recharge. Because they are robots. I don't understand the Irwins. I know there is national treasures. Don't get it, though.
Mm. Not a fan.
See, I've been to Australia Zoo. I actually really got into it.
But... See, I think it's a cult.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree.
Something weird. There's just something very weird about the whole situation. And I'm not even going to deep dive into it, but I'm just... It doesn't sit well with me. I don't know why.
Something off-putting.
You know, kids of the world, get excited.
Totally Wild back. Bonobos.
Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creebo. To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Creebo, you just brought to our attention... There's some nuptials that we need to acknowledge. Upcoming nuptials.
Barnaby Joyce.
Congratulations.
Got engaged.
What kind of gift would you give them for an engagement present?
I don't know.
A Cobra hat or something.
Cash in an envelope. I don't know why. I just feel like Barnaby Joyce would enjoy that. I don't know why. It just comes to mind.
What about, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy on DVD box set?
Hey, you might be into that.
Maybe.
Storing away treasure, which is a bit of a theme there. Anyway.
What are you implying here?
Nothing.
How old is the missus, out of curiosity?
Vicky. What? I don't know how old she is, actually.
Younger.
Definitely. Oh, my God. Definitely younger.
Unless red and flushed in the face. She is punching, to be honest.
Oh, for
she
sure.
She or he?
He.
Oh,
he
said she.
Have a look, at that. There's the family photo for some political thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's had a hard life in the sun at a local bowls club.
Yeah.
Year in, year out.
Forgot
not
the
worn
sunscreen
a hat.
Every single day.
Yeah. And she looks like she's taken care of herself, you know, over the years. But anyway.
I hope they have a successful marriage. And
congratulations, Mr. Joyce.
Exactly right. Good luck to
and
him.
And family.
Yeah.
Do you reckon ScoMo's going to the wedding?
Great question.
It's a real litmus test of their relationship.
It's difficult for ScoMo, I would say, because on the one hand, he must be celebrating weddings and love and all that, but on the other hand, there's the whole history there. I don't know. I'm going to say he would go.
Maybe Jenny might say you can't go.
You're not going
going back to that one.
Put your baseball cap back on and stay home.
Hey, guys, up next on the show, we are playing What's My Age Again? It is back. Now, this is the game where you call up, we ask you some random lifestyle questions about your life, a little bit probing, not going to lie. We listen to your voice. And then we try and decipher how old you are. Now, this is a year-long competition. Last year, I walked away with the win. Creebo was last.
Yeah.
You came second.
Yeah.
This year, though...
Oh, how the tables have turned.
I wasn't here last week.
You and I, Creebo, drawn on 1 point each. Meg, you weren't here last week, so you are on a donut. Time to change that. If you would like to play What's My Age Again, the lines are open right now, 13 10 09, if you think you can fool us.
The Novos. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Hey, get on the phones, 13 10 09, and have some fun this morning. So this is a year-long competition. Basically, we try and guess your age by asking you some questions about your life and listening to the sound of your voice. Now, if you are one of those people that are like a super young but sound really old, or vice versa, that's who we want here on this competition. It's very simple. We do have a few rules. One being, it's the closest without going over. Crevo and I are on one apiece. Meg, some catching up to
do. It's good to be in the lead this year. That's all I'm saying.
You're not in the lead.
I am. You're tied in the lead.
Equal lead.
If two people win something, you say they're the winners, right?
Equal first,
very simple.
I guess. Yeah, you can try. Let's go to Heather. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing really well. Do you think you can trick us?
I'll give you a try.
All right. Well, let's get your first question. Do you have any baby seats or car seats in the car?
No.
No.
Okay. Question number two for you. Do you bring your own bags when you go food shopping, or do you buy them every time?
Half and half. I usually forget them and leave them in the car.
Okay.
All right. Another question for you. What brand of toothpaste do you use?
Colgate, peppermint.
I feel like most people use Colgate, by the way.
I don't.
What do you use?
Sensodyne.
Gold-plated toothpaste.
Gold-plated toothpaste. What's that?
All right, Meg, let's guess Heather's age.
Oh, I'm going to go 35.
I think you are 36.
I think you are 57, Heather.
57? Shame. No, I'm 48.
Oh, a point for me.
Point for you.
It's good to be in the lead. And with that, I'm going to say, let's do no more in the lead for another week.
You know
can
what?
We
let's
do
let's
that?
Leave the phones open for another 30 seconds. Lads versus Lasses style.
I'm good. We can just wrap it up now. I'll be happy with that.
Let him gloat, Meg.
I can't deal with it.
2 weeks in a row. Jeez.
Oh, look at this, though. We've got someone else. Sorry, Crevo.
Oh, Chelsea. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks. Let's get into your first question. How many bedrooms do you have at your house?
We have three.
Three bedrooms. Okay. Next question. When was the last time you went to the hairdresser, Chelsea?
Oh, God.
Too long?
Yeah, probably about a year ago.
It's been a while. 1 whole year. Jesus.
Is your hair like dragging along the ground or something?
It's Rapunzel.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, let's get into another
question. Chelsea, let down your hair.
Hey, Chelsea, are you getting into the Oz Open this year or escaping to the spare room to watch Netflix?
I'm kind of falling asleep.
Oh, good one. Okay.
A lot of people are. Yeah. All right. I think you are 32.
I think you are 34, Chelsea.
I'm going to say 29. How old are you, Chelsea?
27.
Oh! No points.
All out.
I stay in the lead.
Thanks,
this
Chelsea.
Is a good time to
there
be alive.
Go.
Good day for you. Good day for you.
Two weeks in a row. Oh, my God.
Here's the texter. Update it yourself, because you might not get this opportunity ever again.
As if. Oh. I'm gonna stay in the lead all year.
Yes. Can I just say something, Meg?
Yeah.
I'm really loving your subtle trolling of Crevo. I'm really enjoying it.
Is it that
actually.
Subtle, is it?
Yeah. No, it's like a sledgehammer.
Hey, whatever. I'm the winner, so that's all that matters right now. 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, up next, Meg, you've got a bit of a quandary.
Yeah, so I just want to know if I'm being overdramatic. Maybe I'm being a bit petty. Because I organise a lot of stuff in my household. Like, a lot. The list is pretty much endless, and there's one thing that I'm refusing to organise, and it's like detrimental to me, but I'm trying to stand my ground.
Give us some examples of what you would organise at home.
So, like, if we have a house inspection, I'm the one who organises to be home for it. Yeah. If we're having repairs done, I'm the one who gets the car service, deals with the registration, all that kind of stuff.
Just quick question.
Yeah.
With the organising to be home.
Yeah.
Doesn't Josh work from home?
Yeah.
Couldn't he be at home?
See, he can't just jump off the phone, though, because he works like call centre. So he can't just put himself on mute or whatever. It's just he's got to do that, so.
Can he just go, hey, please hold the line for 5 seconds.
I've got to go to the toilet or something.
I have said this. But it doesn't work.
Using it as an excuse.
I think I'll he might say. Be. Maybe he just wants me home. Maybe I'm very loved. I
urinating in a bottle? Like, how does he...
He does have breaks.
Can he just take the headset into the bathroom?
Imagine that. What a great setup.
Oh, Oh, that just creeps me out a bit, actually. Taking a headset into the bathroom.
Call center, how can I help you?
Blokes love time on the toilet.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's alone time.
All right, we'll find out what your issue with your man is next, Meg.
The Novos.
Meg, your poor fiancé about to cop it again.
Yeah. Oh, I do love him. I do love him. But I need to know if I'm being petty with this. Because, as I was saying before, I organise everything in the house. I'm the one who does the groceries. I do, like, the electricity bill, all that kind of stuff. Anything that needs to be done in the house, I organise.
Admin. You're like the boss of admin.
I book his doctor's appointments, for Christ's sake.
Really?
Yeah.
Question, Meg.
Yeah.
Do you just enjoy doing that? Like, some people enjoy, they'll get off on...
It's more of if I don't do it.
Being the headmistress, you know?
If I don't do it, it won't get done. That's why I do it.
So, are you saying, like, for example, you know, his, car insurance wouldn't get paid if he didn't
do it? Well, we only have one car, so I'm the one who deals with it. Yeah, but it's technically my car, so...
Okay. But, yeah. But he wouldn't know the date of renewal.
He deals with the house insurance things because he works for an insurance company.
Okay, well, that's a bad example.
But so last year we bought the brand new mattress, right? Yeah. And then we had the issue of, I told him, do we have a queen bed? And he goes, yes, we do. And it turns out it was a double, so the mattress didn't fit on the base. So
it was hanging over the side.
It was hanging over the side. So we had to go out and buy a new base for the mattress and everything like that. Now, what's happened is that base got delivered within a week. And I said to him, look, you're the one who made the mistake. You can organise to get rid of the base for the mattress.
The old base. The old double.
This was in November. It's still sitting in our lounge room. Now, we have a very small apartment. And he's like, we were going to possibly donate to charity, like Salvos or whatever. They're not accepting it. And he's like, oh, well, we can put it on Marketplace, sell it for $50, as Crevo's suggestion. I'm like, cool, we'll make sure you get some photos and pop it on. I think he's expecting me to do it.
Oh, no, Mick.
Because,
this is literally the one thing he has to do.
He has to do it. Now, I'm like, you know, just maybe we get it done. I keep pushing it. Like, hey, how about you get those photos and pop it on Marketplace? Oh, yeah. Nothing. And I flat out refuse to do it because I'm like, no, this is not my job.
So you've got just a full bed frame.
Full double frame, bloody mattress.
Is it all ensemble? Like one of the ones that have the slats? Or is
it's an ensemble.
Oh, that's even worse. It's like having a mattress in your lounge room.
Yeah, and it's blocking my cake cupboard too, by the way. So anytime I need to go into there, I've got to move it to get into the cupboard.
Well, there hasn't been any cakes this week so far.
No,
I know we've only been back 2 days.
It's more of the fact that I'm not game enough to cook anything at the moment with COVID.
Josh needs to get this done because we expect some cakes, Meg.
Yeah. Am I being petty, though? The fact that I'm just not doing it.
So, here's another. Is there a way that you can put it in front of something that he uses regularly?
There's no other room. Like, I could put it in front of his gaming computer.
That's what I thought. That was my exact thought. His gaming gear.
No, but he will move it and then just forget again.
Just keep moving it back. That's what you got to do. I need access to this cake cupboard. Say that.
I've got a solution for you.
Do you want the base?
Well, no, I've
you
got
sure?
a bed.
Are you trying to give it away?
I've got a queen bed.
You can walk it up the street. So, we live very close.
Bear with me, Meg, all right?
Yeah.
Take the photos, send them to me. I'll put them up on Facebook Marketplace.
No!
If it means we get cakes.
Oh. It's a bit of bribery.
I think it's a good deal.
Yeah. We'll swap for cakes.
Nah, you shouldn't do it. But you need to remind him as well. That, do you know what?
I have been. That's the thing.
You've got to be a nagger.
Probably once every 2 to 3 days. Hey, we're going to get that base sorted. Oh, yeah.
Daily. Step it up to daily.
Yeah. I might start sending notifications to his phone or something.
That's a good idea.
Gunner.
Yeah.
We'll do it. I'll do it soon.
Good luck, Meg. Let us know what happens.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, it seems like it's stitch-up time because I see on our agenda for the day here, Crevo intervention brackets, we can't handle it anymore. So I'm about to find out what intervention is my mum and my family coming in as well, or what's going on?
We tried to call them, but they didn't answer the phone. I wonder why.
They went straight to voicemail. Yeah.
Jackson actually brought something to our attention, and once he did, I couldn't stop hearing it. Meg, you did you feel the
I
same?
I can't unhear
man.
It now.
You have been the topic of discussion, Krivo. Let me tell you, it's got to stop, brother.
How embarrassing. This is going to be embarrassing, but it's all part of FM radio. Let's do it next.
How do you know it's going to be embarrassing, though?
Well, because I know what this sort of thing is.
This is why I never trust you guys when you say you have a surprise.
It's that sort of stuff. The Novos.
Right now, intervention time, Krivo. The
Novos. Yeah, that's right. Time for you guys to unmask what it is that I'm doing that's annoying you at the moment or has come to your attention as a habit, I'm guessing.
Okay. First of all, look, hop out of your chair.
Oh.
Stand up. And can you cock your foot up onto the desk, please?
Onto the desk?
Onto the desk. Yeah.
Okay, what brand of shoes are they, out of curiosity?
Very cool red Nikes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the shoes? Where did you get them?
Bought them off Marketplace.
Okay. Of course.
Big bargain.
Where else?
Yeah.
They look good.
I got them posted from Sydney, I think.
Jackson, okay. We're bringing you in here. Now, you did come in here the other day when Krivo left the room. We were bitching about him for a minute, and you were like, man, I just can't deal with this anymore. Yeah. What is it?
Well, I had to say it because, you know what, it's been like nails down a chalkboard for me. Mate, your shoes are too loud. They squeak too much.
So they're like sort of leather or something like that, and they are noisy, is really noisy.
Yeah. You're aware of it?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
You're learning, Meg, because you did roll the recorder yesterday.
Oh, good.
I don't know how you did this, by the way. You got your phone very close to Krivo's shoes without him noticing.
Skill.
All right, listen carefully. Let's roll the tape. This is literally just a small snippet of Krivo just walking to the door. Are you ready? Let's hear it.
Oh. They are really noisy. I didn't realize how noisy. Like, I think I've gotten used to them because I wore them throughout the trip I was on. So I think because I wore them over the break for about 2 weeks, I think I got used to the sound. And now at the start, I did think, oh, my God, these shoes are really noisy.
So now you know, are you going to be walking barefoot for the rest of the day?
I'm not going to walk barefoot, but I'm going
to... Oh, you got socks on, surely?
Yeah, of course I got socks on.
Okay, look, around the team, what would we like to see happen here? Jackson, you're annoyed the most by this. Yeah. What would you like to see happen?
Well, that's why I had to say something, because, like, it started off as a minor annoyance, and then at this point, I hear you coming, and I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to leave. I would just like you to get new shoes. Away. I will even purchase you new shoes, but I'll if I have to listen for that, offer. That, I'm just like, oh, my man, it's making me angry.
I'm torn because I really like these shoes.
They are noisy
as hell.
It's one of those things as well. Your fiance Emmy is obviously not noticing the sound because, of course, you're one of those people that make others take their shoes off at the front door.
That's
before
right.
they enter your house.
Yeah, so no shoes in the house.
She's not hearing it. It's just us poor souls here.
But suckers.
As you said, she would have heard that while you were on holidays last year.
That's right. So I don't know if she got used to it, but I did notice we went to this like national park and it was very quiet. And all I could hear was my own shoes.
Squitch, squitch.
Can you imagine, like, being in a museum or something, a natural history museum?
Oh, that's another place we went to, this thing called The Wall, right, which is all of these beautiful wooden carvings this, like, crazy artist guy has done. And it's, like, beautifully lit, very quiet, and it's wooden floors. So there was very few people in there, and all I could hear was...
See, all I can think of now, though, is when you're in a cinema and someone gets up during the movie in a really quiet part. Imagine if Krivo is sitting right next to you and he's getting up to go to the bathroom and all you hear is that sound.
We're trying to watch a movie.
I think what we've discovered here today is that we can't have you wearing these at work anymore. Fair or enough. Can maybe like follow the same rules you do in your life and leave
turn
them
at the door. I don't really want to wear just socks in this building.
Why? We'll get you a pair of thongs.
I'm just worried about, I don't know, stepping on something or...
We'll get you a pair of Havaianas or something.
What are you going to step on?
I don't know, but I'm not a big socks in a public place guy.
Okay, in your defense, when you guys weren't here, there were lizards crawling all through this place.
Really?
Yeah. I had someone knock on the studio door and go, just so you know, there's a giant lizard in the bathroom. Oh, okay.
Because I know, I think Jess from the newsroom wears no shoes in the office, and I'm always like weirded out by it. I can't do it, but tomorrow I will wear quieter shoes. I'm sorry, guys.
What size are you, just out of curiosity?
US 13.
US 13, I'll write that down.
Yeah.
See what I can find.
Should we call Jess in the newsroom? She's not in her boots.
Yeah.
Because I want to find out why she's not wearing shoes in the office.
Okay, let's do it.
Maybe she's had the same...
Maybe she's got noisy shoes as well.
Just calling them now.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, that's not good.
Got a news tip.
Keep it to yourself. All right, trying again.
The
here we go.
You have dialed is not in service.
Wow. Maybe
newsroom
paid the bill.
Newsroom hasn't paid the bill again. Not again.
Yeah, different shoes, man.
Yeah. Please. All right.
Coming up next, we have $1,000
to buy creepers.
Yeah, I can use some.
Even a pair of slides would do.
Yeah.
Just Kmart, $10.
Anything quieter.
Hey, if you think you can identify this sound that Meg has smashed, give us a call. Now, the clue is you would find this item in Grandma's pantry. If you want to score yourself $1,000, 1310-09, we'll take your calls next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Very easy money. $1,000 could be yours. All you need to do is tell us what this sound is. First clue of the year was you'd find it in Grandma's pantry. My grandma had one of these in her pantry.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Did yours?
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
I don't remember using it, to be completely honest. But...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, look.
Well, she did have like...
I don't want to give any away.
See, I don't know what was in there.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
There was tins of Grey Box in there from 1975, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. She just loved gravy.
Oh, yeah. You know the spices that have expired by 20 years? I think every grandma has those.
Can you still use old spice?
You can, but...
Alone.
Yeah, you can. You won't get sick or anything, but the flavour from spices goes away really fast. You should buy the small
fresh?
Or no, use this like buy the smallest you can.
Okay.
Because
good
you
tip.
Yeah.
Good tip, I like that.
Thanks, Poe. Yeah. It's Julie Goodwin over here.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's meet Jeff from Tanilba Bay. Retired painter says he would not have been able to hold out as long as we did and would have done an oil change on Crevo's shoes a lot sooner. He's going to take a stab in the dark, needs the $1,000 for bills. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you going?
Doing good. Would you split with some of the cash to help Crevo fund some new shoes by any chance?
I think an oil change and grease up and a general adjustment to the sole plates would come up.
So are you good at that kind of thing? Because I'm not.
Hammer and chisel and maybe a couple of power drills.
To the Nikes.
Sort it out.
Hey, Jeff, you strike me as the type of guy that wears double pluggers. Am I right?
No.
No?
No.
I reckon that's what...
I wear thongs most of the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's what Crevo should wear, right? Wear some thongs, man. You'll be right. It'll protect you from the carpet.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All right. What do you think this sound is, Jeff?
Possibly a set of Grandma's old kitchen scales.
Oh, kitchen scales.
We haven't heard that
no.
one.
No.
Jeff?
No. It's not right.
No.
Sorry, Jeff.
Sorry, man.
As I say, I'll have to wait till next time.
Yes.
Yeah, you will.
You know what? Go smash a bunch of things in your cupboard and see.
No, don't do that, Jeff. Don't listen to her.
It's a good stress relief, Jeff. Trust me.
I don't think Jeff's listening to us.
This is why they've taken the hammer away from me, to be honest.
Exactly.
But. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, all of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Playing again before 9 o'clock.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, talk about living the Australian dream. A brand new boat in your driveway, taking it out on the water whenever you like. A Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer and trailer package worth $15,000 thanks to our Terrace Boating. It's up for grabs. We're drawing this on Thursday. Couple more chances to get into the draw as well. We're going to do it right now.
This is so good, and we are very liberal with letting people into the draw here on this show. Three spots open, and if you miss out this morning, though, don't worry, you can still get your name on the draw right across the day.
Absolutely. So, if you want to get into the draw for this amazing boat and trailer package, 13709, put three people on the standby list next.
Oh, look at them go.
Yeah. People, they want this badly.
The Novos. Terrace Boating, your specialists in new and used boats, wave runners and water sport accessories.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to summer.
New FM's 105 Days of Summer is getting hotter.
We've got a hot one for you.
New FM's $15,000 float your boat.
You know when you go out to like Nelson Bay and Warners Bay and you're doing whatever you're doing and you look out on the water and you see people on boats and jet skis and you're like, oh, I wish that could be me.
They're living the good life.
You get so jealous.
Mm. Well, yesterday afternoon, Meg, you and I went to Honeysuckle Hotel for a couple of lemonades.
Cordials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every boat that went past, we were like, oh my God.
Is that the boat we're giving away?
Is that a Quintrex?
Is it a Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer? Oh my God.
No, it's not. It's not that good.
That's what we have up for grabs. That was worth $15,000. Let's put some people on the standby list.
Yeah, first it's time to meet Rod. Good morning, Rod. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you going today, mate?
Very good. And it's good to meet you, a potential boat owner.
Oh, I'd love to be.
Yeah, well, good luck. You're in the draw, my man.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rod. Going to Celia out of Tanilba Bay. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Celia. Going well. Why do you think you deserve to win this boat, Celia?
Oh, because we did have a little boat a long time ago, but it rusted out, and I'd love to take my little boy and partner out in the river and so we can catch more fish.
Well, you got to promise me you're not going to let this one rust out then.
Oh, no, no, he was 4 years old.
Celia, see, I take from that comment that you're an irresponsible boat owner and you're not looking after them. Celia.
I take from it that Celia used it so much, that's why it rusted.
Yeah. We'll come and check on it if you win, Celia.
Hey, Celia, you're in the draw. Congrats. Thank you very
much. Luck. Good luck.
Let's go to Belinda in Windale. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really well. What are you going to do with this boat? Where are you going to take it?
Oh, everywhere on the lake, mate. Yeah, about the closest we get to fishing these days is watching it on the TV.
Where's your favourite place on the lake to go?
Oh, anywhere. Nord's Wharf.
Yeah.
Warners Bay. Elmont, anywhere.
Beautiful. Hey. Were you in the draw?
Belinda.
Yeah, awesome. That's terrific.
Question for you. Now, you do live in the Dale.
Yep.
Have you thought of, like, a safe space to store the boat if you win it?
I've got a carport.
You've got a carport?
Oh, you'd be sweet then.
A couple of padlocks?
Yeah.
Chain her up.
Padlocks.
Yeah, you better have some padlocks as well.
Better safe than sorry.
We don't
always
have padlocks included, but you know.
There's a lot of stuff included in this package, but padlocks.
Just go down Bunnings. It's not expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Bunnings is just down the road.
Oh,
there
easy.
You go.
It's not even a long way.
Well done, Belinda. You're in the draw.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks, Belinda. Congratulations.
Hey, all in the draw. All could be boat owners by the end of the week.
Although so Jackson has said, though, that you don't have a boat port, you're disqualified.
Carport, no good.
What's the What's the goss up next? Hey.
I want to call Robbie Williams out because he's doing a... Remember when Lady Gaga was like, there can be 100 people in the room, and she said it like 5,000 times?
Yeah.
I've found Robbie Williams' version of it. Cardi B also wants to get something done to her face, and fans are freaking out.
Okay. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Of course, Cardi B is immortalized in the What's the Goss opener there. Now, we haven't had a story from her in a while, Jackson, but she's wanting to change her face.
Yeah, she is back in the news. You know how she had a son, right?
Yeah.
No one knows what the name is. So she's gone on Twitter just overnight and she said, very random, but I'm 1% close to deciding how I'm going to announce my baby's name. Can you guess how she wants to do it?
If it's a face tattoo, please don't.
It's a face tattoo. Oh, more specifically, the baby's name. Along her jawline.
Oh, I'm into it.
Really? Okay. See, I'm not a fan of the ones like underneath the eyes, but maybe like some. I like neck tattoos, so close enough. Or is she doing it along like the blush line?
I'm not sure yet. She's yet to reveal any more details.
If it's along her jawline though, and it's nice, like small and tasteful, I think that'd look good. You want to see somebody with a jawline tattoo?
No, that would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
See,
so
I've always wanted a hairline tattoo. Because then you can at least cover it with a bit of a fringe, and I think they look cool. But Cardi B with a jawline tattoo?
I'm not into it. I don't think it would look good.
She would have, like, a real long name for her child, though, as well.
Constantinople or something.
Yeah, hashtag Constantinople.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing if I had to pick one.
Might look good on the face in a nice little script.
I'll wait until I see it till I judge.
Yeah, I will. You know? I'll wait as well, but
do
not
we
with
think
bated
she's
breath.
Getting, do we think she's actually getting it, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Are you really that shocked, guys? Like, if it was Bindi Irwin doing it with her child, you'd go, oh, that's a bit weird. Cardi B, like, you'd expect it, right?
Yeah. It's just, I think, I don't know, I don't think it'll look good.
So, what you're saying is when you have a child, you're not going to get their name tattooed on your jaw.
No. That's the last thing I will do.
Cardi B's going to be very disappointed in you.
Oh, no.
I will keep you up to date, though. Creevo, are you going to lose a bit of respect for her if she does this? Because I know you love Cardi B.
I do love Cardi B. I don't know if I'll lose respect for her, but I just don't think it'll look good.
Did you have any to begin with?
Yeah, I think she's awesome.
I got mad respect for her.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Someone who I've lost a little bit of respect for, though, is Robbie Williams, because he has turned into a story repeater. So, one of the big entertainment headlines today is Robbie Williams reveals hitman once hired to kill him, and he's never revealed it to anyone else. So he says, I've never said this before. This was an interview with the Mirror last week, but I was... like, I had a hit put out on me, so someone was contracted to kill me.
Oh.
And he's like, I never wanted to reveal it because it's deeply personal. Now, do you remember when Gaga used to say a lot of this?
There can be 100 people in the room. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you.
You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you.
I do remember.
So, as radio announcers... we do a lot of research and we try to get a lot of grabs. So I thought, God, this story sounds familiar for something that's never been told before. So I went back June 2019.
Oh, wow.
Pretty recent.
I found this.
Within a matter of 5, 6, 7 months, I'd been catapulted to Mars on a spaceship. People wanted to beat me up. There was a contract out on me to kill me at one point, which I've never talked about. Simon Cowell said one line and it changed my frame of how I think about things. And he just said, embrace the madness.
Okay. All right. Should I embrace the madness that is story repeating?
And also the claim he's never talked about it. As if, like, you just found one with a bit of sleuthing.
From 2019, if you went back and searched some more archives.
There's more out there.
Oh, there is.
He's told that before.
He sounds like everybody's drunk dad. Gather round. I've got a story to tell you. I've never told you before. Right,
except
Robbie.
Last weekend when you had a few too many babies.
Exactly.
Isn't it funny? Like, in the 90s, like, early 90s, Robbie Williams was one of the biggest... heartthrobs on the planet.
Yep.
When he left Take That, that was literally like when Zayn left One Direction.
Mm. Yeah, it was that generation's version of that, right?
Maybe it was the other members of Take That that put the hit out on Robbie.
But maybe it was Yui Styles after that incident on Channel B.
Yeah. Surely, though, he has more exciting stories than to wheel out. Like, he was the one that... Wasn't he the one that stuffed that ginger one in the bag?
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah. Tell us about that. We want to know about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about some failed hit on you, mate.
Do you know what the other story I've noticed about Robbie Williams this week was? It was, I'm losing all of my hair and I can't do anything about it. That's the headline.
That's another one that was wheeled out last year, though. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, he's got a problem.
Yeah, well, he's got to sell some records.
Yeah.
He's got a new album, doesn't he?
Swing Volume 10.
Oh, yeah. Another Christmas Carol album.
From the way he's going, he'd put out something from 2012 and just relabel it.
It's my brand new
it's
album.
It's the remix album.
I've never let anyone hear it before.
Angels Brackets 2022. Too much.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
Yeah, straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson. What's on the way? Maddie's favourite.
Ed Sheeran.
What do you mean?
Do you like yourself a ginger man?
Oh, were you being sarcastic?
No. No.
No, I do like Ed Sheeran.
Okay, you asked for him to be removed from the playlist a couple of times this week.
No one!
That's not happening. Not on my watch.
I like you.
The Killers.
This is what we need more of, actually.
Yes. Well, it's
very good.
It's coming
very
up. Good. Also, too, I love this. That new one from Flo Rida.
Mm. Very good, too. I'm fanning that.
Yeah, very good.
Fanning that, are you?
Yeah. It is cool. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Only 24 minutes away.
Up next, though, Maddie, of course, recently you got your first car. Has it been 3 months now?
Yeah, maybe longer.
So what we thought we'd do is I'd get you to drive me into work to make up for some of those lifts I gave you over the years and give you a bit of a, like, driving critique. See how you're doing after 3 months of car ownership.
Well, I've been a bit cocky on the roads. Like, safely, of course, but, you know.
Well, we'll see, because you went reversed out into a main road. And we'll talk about it next.
The Novos.
So, of course, you got your car, your first car 3 months ago. Very exciting. What I wanted to do was, like, sort of a bit of a check-in on how your driving's going, because you've been talking about it like you're one of the best drivers in Newcastle. You've been really talking up how good you are.
Well, can I just say, let's preface this by saying I do think that I am the best driver on the team, having gone in the car with both of you multiple times. I do think that I've got a lot more flow. I think that I'm not as, hesitant. You've got to have confidence on the road. Crevo, Jackson, you'll attest to this. Crevo is basically like Abe Simpson driving a car. He is old man vibes hard.
Safe. Right?
I haven't seen him drive, but that's what I imagine.
Meg, you're just, how would I describe
you? I'm a nana driver sometimes.
No, you see, I think you're better than Crevo.
Oh, that's nice.
You're better than Crevo, but still not better than me.
Okay.
Big confidence. Right, so what we had to do, of course, was you came and picked me up this morning. Now, I love my independence and having my own car. And before you even arrived, I was already having regrets about the whole situation.
Okay, so sit wrap. It's 5:15, sitting out the front of the house, and I hate this already because I'm just waiting. I know he said he was going to get here at 5:20, but because it's not your car, you sort of anticipate you don't want to keep him waiting. I'm not a fan of this whole situation.
Now, just putting it out there, when I used to pick you up,
yeah,
our arranged time was 5:10. was never 10 past five.
Yeah, I was always early.
Oh, Paul, I was always waiting.
Oh, well, by like 60 seconds.
Still. Primo got out 5 minutes early to convenience you.
That's not my issue. I told him when I was leaving house, that's and true. He knows.
He should know.
He used to drive to my house each morning, and he knows it takes approximately 7.5 minutes to get there.
It's about that. That was my fault and my own situation.
Can I just say as well?
Yeah.
Meg,
yeah.
Nothing's ever for free, is it?
What?
Oh, I don't mind picking you up. That's okay. I knew you were clock watching. It all comes out.
What watching?
Clock.
Right, right. That's what I thought I heard. Okay. For this next thing, straight away, it's weird because when I got into the car with you in the passenger seat, the only other times I'd been in there is when I'd been like teaching you to drive.
Yeah.
So I straight away went into instructor mode and was like critiquing. Have a listen to this.
Pretty good 3-point turn.
Yeah.
All right. Overall, bit of a speedy Gonzalez, but otherwise.
45. It's a 50 zone.
So straight away, I was critiquing, and you were on the defensive a little bit. It's a narrow street, that one.
Crevo, this is his grandpa coming out. It's a 50 zone. You drive 50 kilometres, not 45. Where did you want me to go?
It's a narrow street, that one. Anyway, let's let bygones be bygones, because almost instantly, Matty then went down like a dead-end street and got us lost straight away.
I don't know where you're going. This won't take us to work. It's a dead end.
Well, it's not my area, so
just reversing into traffic, no dramas.
you just reverse straight back out the street and then straight back out without even like looking or anything.
You lie. Of course I did. That's what rear vision mirrors are for.
To be fair, shouldn't you have been giving him directions?
I thought after hundreds of times that he's been to my house, he would know the way. By now.
It's different at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Nothing
I'll give him that.
Okay, all right. We'll let that go. Then
thanks, mate.
For this next bit, we hear about how Matty rates his own driving and then listen out for when he skids around a corner.
How many friends have you taken in the car?
Three.
No one was scared?
No.
No, that's good.
I think I drive better than most of them.
Well, we'll take that to the bank and test it out. Oh, bit of wheel squeal.
That car there.
Oh, trying to blame other cars.
He tried to pin it on a van that was driving next to us.
It was the van.
As if you were the one skidding around the corner.
So, out of 10, how do you think he went?
Look, overall, confidence is a good thing. You're doing well with that. I would say you're a 6 to 7. 6.5.
Disagree.
Still, like, I think there's an overconfidence issue. Backing into that street at that speed,
Crevo, I wasn't backing into the street at speed.
It was. And skidding around that corner.
What a flog you are.
All right, seven.
At least a 7.
I'll give you a 7, but just chill out a little bit. Slow down a bit.
I'm not going over the speed limit. Gringo's making out like I'm speeding around Newcastle. Yeah, call me lousy, guys. Take a look
45
at
and a 50 zone.
No, you're pretty good,
look
man.
Out for that car.
You're going pretty good.
Thanks.
Oh, Jesus. Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs. I've smashed something with a hammer, and you've just got to work out what it is. Now, the clue was you might find this in your grandma's pantry. So if you've got an idea of what this might be, we'll play Smash for Cash next, 13:10:09.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
I think it's the easiest way to score yourself $1,000. All you got to do is guess what this sound is. We smash something with a giant hammer. And it made that sound right there. The clue is you might find this in your grandma's pantry.
That's right. It's time to meet Peter. He's from Edgeworth. He's a computer tech and says he himself is a great driver and would prefer a lift with Maddie over anyone else on the team. There you go. There's the proof you needed. An Aussie tour is at the top of his bucket list and wants to stash the cash for retirement. Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Really good. When you say an Aussie tour, does that mean you get the caravan and drive around, or you just want to fly place to place? What's your plan there?
No, in the van.
Nice one. Have you already got the caravan?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're partway there already, my man?
That's it.
Okay, well, good luck. For $1,000, this could be, you know, contributing to that trip. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's breaking Grandma's bingo buttons.
Bingo? Do you mean bingo balls or what?
No, the buttons.
That you put onto the cards.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ah.
Peter, incorrect, I'm sorry.
Good guess though, man. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Peter.
Good luck with the trip.
Yeah, sounds fun.
We're going to have to harass the bosses for another clue, I think.
No, you know where the
door
is.
We can try.
I reckon I'll let you do that.
Yeah, right. I'll bake some stuff, bring
That's
it
a
in,
good
and
idea.
Just be like, just sweeten the deal.
That's what you got to do.
What kind of cupcakes?
I don't know yet.
I have to work that out.
I've got a few ideas.
Oh, really?
Do you?
You know what? Well, give them to me off air, and we'll see what we
growing?
Can do.
I know it's
some sort of herbs and spices.
Tomato
cupcakes, soon.
Yeah,
beautiful, safer. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Oh my god! Hello. I like this song.
Oh, same.
I love how she mentions all the stuff, and then she's like, "Everybody but your dog." That's kind of my vibe.
It's my vibe as well. I wish we could play the uncensored version.
Oh, one day.
We're not government radio, though.
No.
Oh, Gail and Forget You. It's like Maddie's into this.
Beautiful.
Kelly Clarkson.
Love it.
Yes. One of her lesser known songs, but I still like this one.
Do you know what really just reaffirmed that, yes, Maddie is into it? That sound. Kelly. Katie as well.
Yes.
It was only the other day my housemate said to me, you're the straightest one on the team, even though you're a homer. And I was like, yeah, until I do stuff like that. Oh, Rose from the Titanic.
It's oh, Kelly.
Part of the scene to the ocean. Love Katie, though.
Yeah, good as well.
Good
Very
vibe.
Good.
Good vibe.
All right, have a great day, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.